Hello everybody, welcome to Amazing You. I am Rani Tanakodi, I am your host. And today I have the great pleasure to introduce you to Lamaze Latta, who is a healer, Reiki practitioner, and self-love mentor. Welcome Lamaze to Amazing You.
Thank you, Rani. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come here and share some special moments and some special thoughts with you and your listeners.
I'm very honored to have you on this platform. Thank you, Lamaze.
You're welcome.
So, Lamaze, tell us briefly about your story.
So my story starts in South Africa. Born and bred in Cape Town. And moved to Joburg, spent 20 years in Joburg, being in the corporate world. And then 3 years ago, I decided to step out of the corporate world and step into what I love. And I did that on the 14th of February, 2020, day of love, I stepped into doing what I love.
Right.
And started this whole journey to reconnect with myself, to step into my purpose. And last year, finally took a leap of faith with myself, a big leap of faith, in that I made the decision I was going to leave South Africa and move to Turkey, Antalya, Turkey. So October the 4th, I arrived in Antalya, and I am now a permanent resident of Turkey.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So briefly, just in terms of Turkey itself, it's a case of I'm now part of a Turkish cafe community where we have conversations in English because Turkish people love learning English. And I'm part of the community. So I'm not living in Turkey as a tourist. I do the local things. I hang out with local people. And I basically practice my healing when I communicate and I connect with people.
That's beautiful. Thank you. So tell us, Lamaze, what inspired you to start that healing that you do?
It's beautiful that you're asking me that question, because I always used to say, you know, I wanted to change the world one person at a time. I never knew what that meant. I didn't know what that would look like. And 3 years ago, I had a really like rock bottom moment. And just knowing that everything in my life had been training me and been leading me to a point where acting from love and not for love has become a way of life. Knowing why I was doing the things I was doing, and being able to share this with people.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's come through very strongly for me over the past 3 years is this ability I have of, when I connect with people, is to show people who they truly are. Because I'm a reflection of everyone I meet, a beautiful reflection of everyone I meet. So being able to connect with someone and them standing and saying, wow, I finally see who I am. Okay, let's see what this is about. That is what inspires me.
Thank you. Thank you, Lamaze. So today you've got a very special message for the audience. And you told me that you wanted to talk about It Starts With You.
With you.
So tell us more about that.
So when I started this whole spiritual journey and the training and that, I started with the Creative Frequency, which is run by Craig Ferreira. And it was based on the 7 principles of magic. And one of the things was that it takes, like, your focus creates your reality. And that underlies the premises that I live my life by. So I have 5 premises that I practice and I'm intentional about and I'm very conscious of. So in terms of it starts with you, like, what do you want? What would you love in your life?
Okay.
What do you want to bring into your life? Okay, what are you focusing on? And reaching a point where you actually see how worthy and deserving you are of a life on your terms that you love, and knowing that you can have it. And then the second one is it comes back to you, because the world constantly throws noise at you, constantly tells you what you can do, what you can't do, okay, what you can have, what you can't have. And it's reaching a point where you just like, the vision in my head, that is my vision. I have to trust myself here and I have to go with it. And then it's your focus. Okay, it's your dream, it's your vision, and it's going to be your reality. So you have to decide and you have to be clear and you have to be very intentional mm-hmm. about what you're focusing on. So in terms of people themselves, like when it comes to focus and that, they think it's this hoo-hoo thing. When people hear, when I introduce myself and I say I'm a healer, because that's who I am.
Yes.
It's not a title, it's not a designation, it's who I am. When I say that I'm a healer, that's what I'm about. That's my focus. Okay. And you have to be clear on what you want, because it takes so much willpower to stay true to your values and to stay aligned when the world is saying no, or the world is throwing obstacles up in front of you. Okay. It takes courage to stand for what you believe in, even when it's uncomfortable, even when people tell you that you know what it's wrong, how you're going to do that. They ask you questions that take you to moments of self-doubt and self-sabotage.
Mm.
And then being the person you want to spend the rest of your life with. So funny story, in terms of when I ask people, what do you take with you when you leave a job, when you leave a home, when you leave people, relationships, even your family, when you move away, the common denominator is you. You, who you're going to spend the rest of your life with. So you may as well like this person, because I can't get away from me, and you can't get away from you. So being the person you want to spend the rest of your life with. So that's, have fun with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, go out and joke. You get to choose the colors, the music for your life every day. You get to choose who you are in any moment. And then the one that informs my healing and my spirituality very strongly is the one that live with intention, with purpose, and in spirit. And being in spirit, all it means is people look at that and there's an automatic religious connotation attached to it. But being spirit is being aligned to who you are as a person, being aligned to what you value, being aligned to what you love. And when you know who you are, you're always divinely guided, supported, and protected. One of the things that I believe in firmly, so my faith has been tested.
Mm.
But it's never been broken. And one of the things that I believe in is that I walk with God and God walks with me. And wherever I go, I feel protected. I feel cared for and nurtured. And what I've experienced in the last 3 years has shown me that if I want to get a certain reaction or a certain result from a situation, then I have to be very intentional about that. I have to be the person and I have to be the reaction I want to receive. And people have turned up for me beautifully on this journey. Before I left South Africa, people told me, how are you going to do this? You don't know anyone in Turkey. I was like, I'm going to get to know people. All I know is that there's a reason that I need to go to Turkey, because Turkey had never come up well for me before.
Okay.
But I knew that there was a reason, specifically Antalya. I only learned about Antalya last year. But there was a reason I had to come here. And when I arrived in Turkey, I mean, I spent 3 weeks in the Maldives before I came here. And it was a case of those 3 weeks reinforced my relationship with myself, my relationship with God, because I was speaking to God and not at God anymore. Okay, so he's my best friend, he's my sustainer, he's the one that I go to when things are so deep and so dark that a human being can't handle the force of the emotion. And the 3 weeks reinforced me in my beliefs, reinforced what I was practicing in terms of it starts with me, I have to believe it, I have to see it, and only I can decide and choose, okay, where my life was going and what my life was going to be about. And then coming to Turkey, Turkey has been the unveiling of who I truly am, the community I connect with, in terms of the sessions because I'm a speaker there now, and the conversations I'm having and seeing the change happening. And I finally, like, I'm learning here what it means to say, I want to change the world one person at a time. So we have coffee sessions at Be to Talk, that's the name of the cafe, and having discussions with people that matter. So people see themselves, the people are growing, the world is ready for that right now. The world is ready to be open. People are ready to see who they truly are. They need more, they want more, they want their purpose. And the only thing I have to do is to plant the seed, which is what I do on a daily basis, which is what I'm very conscious of when I connect with anyone, when I have conversations with anyone. It's, I want to serve for the greatest good of whoever I'm meeting, okay? So that they can see who they truly are and go out there and spread their gift and shine their light and step into their power. Because it's only when we collectively realize that it starts with us first, and only then can we go out there and love and change and move the world in the way we want it to be. So that there was a saying, and I always forget who said it, but it's like, be the change that you want to see in the world. So it starts with you. If you want a better life, a better world, if you want to have a life on your terms that you love, it's gonna start with you, and you have to be non-negotiable on your end result and flexible on how you get there.
Wow, thank you.
You're
That
welcome.
was beautiful. Thank you, Lapis. Thank you so much. So tell us briefly about what you do, Lamise, and how can people contact you?
So what I do is first off is start with a conversation, because the one thing that my entire life has taught me is that what works for me 100% is not going to work for whoever I speak to 100%. So I share what I've learned. I use my Reiki practices from a point of love, from a point of creating a safe space for people to talk to me. And ultimately, the goal though is for the individual to see their own power, to take whatever teachings I'm sharing and to use what is true for them and then implement it in their own lives. Because it's very easy to disempower people by saying, I have the answer. I can tell you exactly what you need to do. This is what you need to do to have what you want. I can share with you, and I can hold space for you, and I can hold your hand, and I can watch you create this world for yourself. I can watch you step into your power because it's about you. So it starts up with a conversation, and then creating a plan that's specifically aligned to you and where you want to go. Getting to a clear understanding of what you want, what your focus is, the type of life you want to create, and a life that you're going to love, a life that's going to serve you, because you're the hero in your own story. I'm an extra. So if you want to contact me, I'm on Facebook, Lemise Lathar, so you can contact me there. And also I'm on Instagram, and it's that at Lemise Lathar, my name and surname. And it's a very individual process. So for me, the thing is, it's when I say I walk with God, I'm going to give you what you need in the moment that you need it. And I will be around for as long as you need me. And then you step into your power and you do you. You're always going to do you with me. Okay, so I'm not a guru. I'm not going to tell you this is what you need to do. This is what's going to work. You're going to find that for yourself. You're going to uncover that for yourself. You're going to reconnect to yourself.
Yeah.
And you're going to step into your power and own your truth.
Yes.
So that's what I do. That's what I bring to the table.
Wow, that's great. Thank you. Thank you so much, Lemise. Lemise, I would say thank you for taking the time to talk to the audience today. And I wish you the very best and a lot of success on that beautiful new journey. And I look forward to talking to you again soon. And thank you to the audience as well.
Listen, thank you, my beautiful Ronnie, for giving me this opportunity. It's the one thing to have a message, and it's an absolute privilege to be given the opportunity to share it so that people can see, you know what, be intentional about yourself. It starts with saying yes to yourself and to choosing you. So thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for allowing me to share and shine my light in the way I know how to do. And thank you to your audience as well. I hope they're going to enjoy this. I hope they're going to see how beautiful and magnificent they are. I hope they're going to understand that they are worthy and deserving of a life on their terms that they love and that they can have it.
Yes.
I'm living proof of that.
Yes, we can manifest everything that we desire.
Yes.
Yeah, because we are the master of our destiny.
And the most powerful creator in our lives.
Yes.
So I'm going to say always from love, because that's where I live from. And I'm sending loads of love and healing energy to you and your community.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Lemise. And it's been a great pleasure to have you.
It's been a pleasure for me too.
Thank
Thanks, my beautiful Ronnie. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.